Welcome to Real Life Real Estate, the inside look at real life and real estate, where we talk about life, listings, and so much more. Today's guest is someone I truly love, Cliff
Saraday.
He's a high-powered mentor, realtor, and a force when it comes to marketing, mindset, and execution. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
From North Carolina. I want to talk about like how we met each other.
Okay, we're going to kick it back.
We are.
Kick it back just a few years. So we met at our first firm that we were at, both together. Wendy came in, and honestly, she's still a spitfire. All this time after. But when she first started, she was, I think spitfire is like the best way to explain it, but really watching you flourish and turn in after you left that firm, I think actually kind of like broke free of those chains and kind of had your own thing. It's really, you know, it's been powerful for you and it's been exciting to watch.
Still think of Jerry, Exit Realty. I loved him. He was such a good first broker for me. And I think why I did so well is because he'd only talk to like top producers. Remember that? He'd only talk to like the top ones. So I'd be like, hey, and he'd be like, and I'd be like, okay, well, I have a full-time job. And he's like, quit it. And I'm like, I'm not going to quit it. So then he like didn't talk to me. And then I said to him, well, how many should I be selling? And he's like, if you're part-time, you should be doing one a week. If you were full-time, you could do two a week. Mm-hmm. I did two a week. Yeah. You should do two a week. And at the time, I was only part-time. So my first year, I did 50 working full-time. And then I realized he's a big liar. And the average realtor only does 12 a year. So here we are.
Yeah.
A top producer that was so great. You started off in marketing there, and then I saw you kind of flourish there.
Yeah.
And it almost like stunted our growth. We love you, Jerry, but it stunted our growth, right?
Yeah. I think that it was a great stepping stone. So I actually started in property management.
Yes.
So I was in it for a very, very long 12 months.
Yeah.
I hated it. So when I had the opportunity to work as their marketing administrator, it really was a good stepping stone. I do give a lot of credit to Jerry in my career now. Anyone I've worked with, to Wendy, to anyone I've ever came across in real estate, it's, you know, give them their roses for that. But it definitely was. It was very brick and mortar. And I think the times have changed in real estate. And but it's given me the initial tools I needed to, you know, now
So one day he says to me, I think I want to move to North Carolina. And I'm like, do it. I'll do anything to help you. Do you need me to be your landlord? Do you need me to be Jerry? Anything you need, I will help you.
Yeah.
And it was really the best decision. You are really doing amazing things.
I appreciate that. Tell
me about that and like what you were doing at first out there.
Yeah.
Because I think we are all amazed.
Yeah. So I still think about this now. So I've been there, it'll be 5 years May of next year. So I still think that I okey-doked myself a little bit. So, because it happened very fast.
Very fast.
I think I told Wendy and then 3 weeks later I was gone. So I started I had to learn all new contracts because I was able to just move my license, which is kind of a dangerous game, right?
Yeah.
So I was able to just transfer my license. I had to do like a few hours of like CE essentially to get me back active in North Carolina. So I started actually as a closing coordinator for 3 months just so I could learn the contracts because I can't teach contract and practice a contract if I don't know it.
Right.
So I was there for 3 months. I honestly, if I could, being an owner now, if I could go back to being a closing coordinator, I would love to do that. It was just that kind of like the ripping and running of just getting that deal across the finish line. But then I moved into a sales manager role. And I did that for 2 years, and then I ended up stepping into a team leader position, working directly next to a broker owner.
Yeah.
And I did
super
that.
High. I mean, you're not giving it kudos. I mean, super. That was an amazing opportunity for you to see how it really things should be done at this level versus, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So we were, I think when I left Exit and went to Marty Hampton Real Estate, and she's
amazing.
She was the number one REMAX agent in the country, number three in the world. We were doing, I think when I left, there was probably 60 to 70 agents at Exit Realty XL doing $120 million a year.
Right.
Marty's team of 20 was doing that with 20 agents. So they were just moving. It was a lot more quick, and Raleigh's a little bit more competitive than Milwaukee. It's just it's a different ball game. But it's really, honestly, it's giving me, I feel like now I can do real estate anywhere.
No, we're not talking about you now. Because I'm like, what is he doing? And then he's doing these great videos.
Yeah.
One, you were doing a lot of mentorship, which is so important. You have raised talented realtors up to top producers. Mm-hmm. And then what kind of happens from there?
So that's kind of where I'm at now in my career. So when I left, In May of this year, I left my team leader position to break off and actually start my own team. And it was important for me to, one, I only wanted to work with people that I wanted to.
Yes.
I think that's really important too, because real estate can be, it's like the most rewarding job. Like there's no ceiling to what you can earn, but also it can be a very lonely job. It can be it's taxing on your brain. Like
verbally abusive.
It can be very abusive.
You start questioning your whole life. Keep going.
Yeah. So,
but then you love it. And it's like,
it's addicting.
Like so, I'm selling this guy house. Yeah, I'm selling it. Yeah. You're buying. You are buying. You are so buying.
There was, and just to sidetrack, just going off that of craziness is there was, it was probably a year and a half ago. So closings work a little bit differently in North Carolina. So you guys are a title state, so that you guys can close at like a Starbucks. And we are an attorney state, so we have to close inside of an attorney's office with that attorney. And I was in a closing for 4 hours because there was a child getting a gift from a parent, but the parent like transferred the money the morning of closing, and you can't do that. That's a no-no. You can't throw a new $300,000 of cash in someone's checking account the morning that they close on a home. And it was all our problem, of course, right? Yeah. So if anything goes wrong in the transaction, if it's your lender, which you hope it's not, if it's your title, if it's your attorney, if it's you, it's always going to be your problem, right? Because you're that guidance. So when I, this past May, when I moved on, it was, again, important for me to, one, work with agents that I wanted to work with internally, because then I can, you know, if I know that I've got a pack of agents that are working how we should be working and how we should be kind of leveling up that professionalism and that those sales skills, that's going to translate to those transactions, and it'll ultimately
of handling them well instead of like crying in a corner.
Yeah.
But you're always going to do that like one or two times a year.
You will cry.
But it's so funny because you know what people say about me is you have such foresight in the middle, mm-hmm. right? My printer breaks and then I'm like a wackadoodle. But like if a sewer is cracked, I'm fine with that. This is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it. You're still buying the house. Everything's great.
So that's that's how I lead as well. So it's like those like little things. Like if my computer's not working, I'm pulling
the mouse.
I'm the mouse. If the mouse breaks, I'm pulling my hair out.
Yeah.
But when it is like a situation, so I always look at like you're a flight attendant, right? So if during a real estate transaction, you're on a plane and there's going to be turbulence, what the pilot does lets you know that there's going to be turbulence, so then you can prepare for that as the person like the rider.
Yeah. Right.
But if you know, could you imagine if the pilot didn't let us know that there's going to be turbulence? And then also the plane just, you know, shakes, you're screaming, right? So if I can prepare my clients for that, hey, we just got the inspection report back. It's a bit of a doozy. Here's our plan.
And that's the words we use. Bit of a doozy, but you're still buying it. Yeah. Everything's great.
It's going to be fine. So there is a solution for stuff. And if there's ultimately not a solution, right, you are next to the best agent that can help you either get out of that contract or figure out the best solution forward to get it to the closing table. Because I think ultimately we want to get that to the closing table, but I'm never going to make somebody, and it's different. The laws are different in North Carolina. Right. You can walk away up to the day of closing, a buyer can. So it's really like sometimes like you're held together by the earnest money and the due diligence to keep the deal together.
Yeah, here too.
I want to get it across the table, but if you know, my license becomes at risk or if something, then...
Or your buyer at risk.
Or the buyer at risk, right? So I'm not taking that across the table. We'll figure out a way.
So, okay, now you have your own team in your building. How many people are on your team?
So I have 9 agents now.
And then you're leading and mentoring them.
Yeah. So I actually, it's me and a business partner. So we have Altair Agents. And it is a... Again, it's a different outlook on, it's more of a, I would say, collaboration community.
Yeah, partnership. That's how I do my team, too.
Yeah.
I'm always like, walk the golden streets with me. I can't sell it all, although I try in Washington County, but and I'm doing it. But I can't sell it all, so I want a partnership with people. Yeah. Is that how you think too?
It's exactly how I'm operating. So I love mentoring new agents. There's solutions for that, and I think we'll talk about new agents in just a bit. But really, just having that partnership with that agent, because being a broker owner and a team leader, there's a lot of like investment outside of your sales that you're doing.
Yeah, right? I don't think people know that, because I'm a team leader and I have a lot of investment, and I'm very self-aware, just like you are.
Yeah.
I can usually talk to a client and know I'm going to be too much for them.
Yeah.
They're perfect for this person, then I'll match it up.
Yeah.
You know,
with that
person.
Well, that's the best thing. So you duplicate yourself, but everyone has ultimately at the end of the day, people are going to work with people that they like and that they want to work with. So if you're not the best person, you've got 10 other people that could be the best person.
Right.
So your potential to capture that deal for your team and for that agent building up, like giving them opportunity, it's huge. So just finding those partners has been.
And I think for your clients, even if they become not your clients, it's so important. It's stressful to move. Mm-hmm. Everything, it's just stressful, right?
Yep.
So finding the right person for them. So I guess the number one question I want to ask you, and I'm asking a lot of top producing team leaders, agents, this question. Do you feel like AI is going to take all our jobs as a realtor?
No, what I think is going to happen, or what I know is going to happen, is agents that are not using AI are going to get replaced by agents that are using AI.
Yeah. So, how's your team using AI?
So our team and our firm that I'm with, I just got back from Orlando
in
October for two of the days were it was AI training. And there's a lot of just ways that you can, one, how our team's using it is just to make ourselves more efficient, right? So I've been using ChatGPT for years now at this point. I can tell if someone writes something. I think my biggest tip for agents is if you're using ChatGPT, remove those M dashes.
So
those long dashes, they don't exist.
Yes.
Outside of ChatGPT, unless you're like a writer that's been writing forever and that they actually know how to use them, that's a telltale sign that you're not really taking the time to get your content out. So that's been ChatGPT, obviously using that just to get emails
out.
It's
too long. Like that's what I'm seeing every realtor in Washington County doing now. Is like now their post is this long because they have the content,
right.
But you don't know what the F it says. It's it's all like fluffy crap.
Yeah.
So I'm really just a two paragraph kind of person.
Yeah. Well, and also just building your personality. So I know what our team did is we sat and we built inside ChatGPT. You do have to have, I believe, the pay. It's like $20 a month.
Yeah.
You can build your personality. So you can build how Wendy talks. So you can upload Wendy's emails that she wrote physically. Or posts that she's done or videos or whatever that looks like to make her voice, her brand show through in those, because otherwise you do sound like
assertive but friendly.
Yeah.
That's me. What are you? What are you in there? You're probably like professional and cool.
I'm a little punchy. I like to be a little punchy.
Short and punchy, good.
Yeah. So that's the biggest thing because like I don't want to see right now this is a virus. Is MLS.
It's like,
MLS
it's so embarrassing.
It's everyone
I'm
has
embarrassed
the same,
for everybody.
Everybody has the same public remarks.
Yeah, incredible. Elegant.
Yes.
I mean,
spacious.
Spacious. It's like the four.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So I understand how you're using an AI and VAs are very different.
Yes.
Tell me, are you guys using VAs?
So I do not use VAs.
I love my Pearl.
Yeah, so I'm would implement them. Mm-hmm. I would. So I don't have a need yet for it.
Mm-hmm.
But that is huge. So I think the biggest thing with VAs, and I know you're going, like you're doing this now, you're like revamping your systems, like doing your operations.
Yes.
Is your VA is only as good as your systems, right?
Yeah.
So like you
my
give
systems
them.
Are horrible. So Pearl sucks actually. Keep going.
Yeah. It's only up from here.
Yeah.
So if you, because they're really just replicating what you tell them to do. So I think VAs are really great for social media. They're really great for stuff that it can be, it's repetitive, right?
Yeah.
I would obviously steer them away from anything that like your licensed covers, right? So like stuff that you, they're definitely unlicensed assistants.
No, they're not doing my contracts.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so funny, even like around here, Washington County, West Bend, I would never have Pearl call. She's like creative and awesome. Mm-hmm. She's making me a lot of things that I want to see, right? Okay, so I have you here, your predictions in the, for the housing market for buyers and sellers. Who cares about the agents, right? Just the stronger is going to survive.
Right.
Who cares?
So,
but tell me, like, if you were buying and selling in 2026, our house, our price is going to go down. Is interest rates going to go down? Should I sell today? What predictions do you have? And I'll tell you mine.
Yeah. So, well, I think, I always like to look at, I'm going to go back past 24 months. Have been, can I swear on here?
Yeah, you can swear a little bit. Yeah.
So it's been the shittiest market, really.
Yeah.
And since historically.
Yeah.
So I think this year has been the slowest real estate year
Babies have seen.
Yes. Well, like, no, that's before. Right. Like it was before our time. So, the thing with that, and I always say this is I'm not subscribing to that. I'm not subscribing to that logic because my team's doing well. So like I do think it's important now. And I'm going to kind of pull a Jerry here, is being in real estate full time, you truly get out of it what you put into it. So when it gets like, when it does slow down, what is your reaction to that? Okay. What I need to do is now I was having 10 conversations a day. Now I need to have 20 conversations a day. If I was doing one open house a month, now I need to do two or three open houses a month. So what do you have to do to kind of fill that gap in your production? Right.
Right. Exactly.
And so I believe, and from what I've been hearing, is that next year it's going to, it's not a burst or it's more of a recovery kind of period we're going into.
Right.
Yep. So it's not going to be, it's not going to be anything crazy, but I think that there's a lot more inventory now going into the end of the year and into next year. And pricing's going to kind of stabilize, and I believe interest rates will continue to level out or go down just a bit.
I think that's my exact, but here's what I'm always thinking. One, I don't listen to it all because I'm not feeling it, right? My team is doing great. Yep. I did 84 transactions. I could do 50 standing on my head, as we know. I think I'll do 104 this year.
That's awesome.
Because it's time. It's time. It's time. I don't care what the news says. If you want to move to North Carolina, bye.
Yep.
If you want to retire and downsize, let me help you. If you want to upsize, honey, those kids just get more crap in their house. Mm-hmm. Now is the time.
Yeah.
You probably have enough equity in your house that the payment's going to stay the same, right?
Right.
So
there's always a solution. So if you look at, I think they call it the three Ds. So divorce, diapers,
death.
So if it gets situational like that, you get situational. So also like make friends with your divorce attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
Become friends. Find there's lists you can purchase. Deaths, it's morbid, but that's why you're here. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling you my realtor because I'm happy that I'm in my house or that
that is such a good way to say it, Cliff. You're not calling your realtor because you're happy. It's sad your mom passed.
Yeah.
Let's get this settled for her estate or let's get her into assisted living.
Yeah.
Let me help you.
Yeah.
That is really great to say.
Yeah.
That's really great to say. Okay, what is your team doing to stay ahead of the curve for 2026?
We're in the trenches.
Yeah, me too.
But in the best way. So like I said, it's when people slow down. So in my market specifically, I'm in a very, very oversaturated market with agents. So there is 14,000 MLS IDs in the Triangle area. There is only the top 50 agents are doing more than 20 deals a year.
Yeah.
And the 51st person is doing like 19 or below. Agents aren't working, right?
Yeah.
So
making
sure when you're partnering with agents or if you're an agent yourself, making sure that you're with people that have that same vision. Because if there's you're only as fast as your leader, right? So like,
oh my gosh, this is good stuff.
Yeah. So you're only as fast as your leader. And if you have people, so if like there's a group of 10 of us and there's a slow poke, kill the slow poke off. Mm-hmm. You guys got to keep running because you're built with the people that you hang around with.
Right.
So if someone's lazy, you got to get that out. I would say try to train them up first. Right. people deserve an opportunity to improve. But I think making sure that you're just with people.
Tell people why they should join my team. Tell people why they should be on a team. Whether you're seasoned.
Yeah.
Whether you're new.
Yeah.
Whether you're fast. Whether you're slow.
So I'm always going to say team. I've been.
At Jerry's, he wasn't team. I didn't even know about teams.
No. So I would say teams are a very new concept in the past, say, 5 to pretty much like right after we left, yeah. I feel like it kind of like blew up. There was a few teams in our area, but I know like in Raleigh, all it is teams. So there's really not.
But like, why be on a team for people that are so like new, think they're going to make so much more money? You're not.
So this is where this is what I my logic on it.
Okay.
And I talked to agents. So we have splits, right? Mm-hmm. So you can go to ABC Realty. You can make 100% being independent. You may close one or two deals, or what, or you may close 50. Who you don't know. But what I can do as a team leader and what Wendy can do as a team leader is you can either have a whole grape or I can give you a piece of a watermelon.
Right.
And what's going to fill you up more?
Right.
Right? So Wendy can give you those at-bats.
It's
yes.
The, yeah.
It's give you those at-bats because that's all you need. As a new agent, you need at-bats. So going to independent where you have no leads, you have no systems, you have nothing.
And so much education. Or you have to answer the phones one day a week. Get out of here.
Yeah. So I want to get out. I want to get out in front of sellers. I want to get out in front of buyers. And a team leader who's investing in the team can get you there. And then the same thing with a seasoned agent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you go into a seasoned agent or somewhere, if Wendy one day she's like, you know what, I'm out. I need to go find a team. Mm-hmm. Or say, I'll speak for myself. If I come back, I'm thinking of a team. I'm now thinking leverage. What can Wendy offer me with her CRM, her systems, her documents? If there's what that looks like, the marketing looks like. That's what I'm looking at for leverage. So I'm always going to say a team in Wisconsin. I'm always going to say the Wendy Wendorf team. So.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And I think it's important to say like a good agent, a seasoned agent, mm-hmm. knows they can't do it all.
Yep.
We talked about how I flip people out because I'm too much for them.
Yep.
And I want their experience to be awesome.
Yep.
So if you need a nice, quiet guy, we're going to give you Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
If you need to be educated in the process, mm-hmm. you're going to get Nikki Rowdy.
Yep.
That's the way it goes.
Yep.
So I'm so happy you came today.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for
I'm
having
so proud
me.
Of you, Cliff.
Thank you. I appreciate
I just love
it.
I'm
proud of you.
No, I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
Okay, well, thank you for watching Real Life Real Estate, where we're talking everything, listings, life, and so much more. Thank you.